If we now try to summarize everything that we have learned in this series and apply it to our global situation, we see a very important alternative that we are facing. Even a kind of brief look at human history shows that it has been really dominated by these two forces, by malignant aggression and insatiable greed. Now this, in this century, has become impossible. The weapons of mass destruction became all too powerful, and also the insatiable greed threatens the survival of life on this planet, because it leads to plundering of non-renewable resources and turning them into pollution. We are really facing the imperative to change in some very radical way, or we will not survive. Terence McKenna wrote in one of his books that the history of the silly monkey is over, one way or another. We either change into something else, or we are not going to make it. And I would like to bring here some insights of people who undergo this process of inner transformation. They very typically see that the elements that they encounter in the different stages of this transformation process are now being enacted on a large scale in our external world. For example, in the inner transformation process, we have to confront tremendous aggression that we find within. In the world, we see unleashing of this aggressive impulse, the increase of revolutionary and war activity, terrorism, criminality. In the inner process, we would see a liberation of sexual forces, including some very problematic ones. And now we see a corresponding situation in the world. Sexual liberation in the positive and negative sense, sexual freedom, premarital sex, gay liberation, but on the other hand also flourishing of certain more or less deviant sexual activities, sadomasochistic parlors, child pornography, and so on. We also see satanic activity, which we would encounter in the inner transformation process. The Symbionese Liberation Army, sort of various satanic churches and cults, satanic cult abuse, and so on. In the inner transformation process, there is a stage that can be called scatological. We see again something parallel happening in the world. From real pollution, sort of concrete industrial pollution, to the exposure of, for example, political corruption. So many people who see this parallel, they realize that we are involved in a kind of a major race, that we are clearly on a destructive and self-destructive course. We are to a great extent unconscious. We are not in touch with our inner processes. We are acting out various dangerous unconscious impulses. But if, on the other hand, a large number of us could internalize this process, we would be facing the possibility of rising to an unprecedented level of consciousness evolution. Some people feel that this would take us as far from where we are now as we are now from primates, creating a species that would really deserve the name that it has so proudly given itself, which is Homo sapiens. Ultimately, the crisis that we are facing in the world is a human-made crisis, and the only way it can be overcome is by changing the human condition. We see incredible accomplishment of science. We have enough know-how, we have enough resources somehow to eliminate hunger in the world, to offer treatment for the majority of people who are sick. We have the capacity to develop clean and renewable sources of energy and eliminate pollution. If we can somehow achieve the goal of inner transformation, as it is offered by the transpersonal vision, we certainly have the capacity to create an order on this planet that in the past was described in many utopian systems but has never been really concretized. At times, the situation we are facing in the world can appear dismal and absolutely overwhelming. It certainly can make each of us helpless. But the transpersonal vision that we have explored in this series offers, very, very exciting, optimistic possibility that we can make a difference if each of us starts from ourselves and we get involved in the process of deep inner transformation, that our contribution can really be a significant factor in the global planetary transformation.